You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
There's no basketball till Sunday, which is just downright, I don't know, it's dumb and greedy.
It's still going on?
The finals began last night.
Oh.
And Golden State whooped the tar out of Cleveland. I had somehow, the betting line was 8 points, Golden State. I somehow thought that whoever the idiot was that wrote the N-word on LeBron James' L.A. home, that would make him so mad that he would win the game by himself. You know, 5-on-1. Just turn him loose.
I'm sure Cleveland did it.
I
get him mad, get him pumped up.
I don't know, but Golden State beat the crap out of him, and it was ugly. So, game two isn't until Sunday. Come on, man. So it's two there, two Cleveland, and then 1-1-1 back and forth. So if it goes seven games, and if last night's any indication, it won't. But this happened last year, too. The Cavs were up, or were down 3-1 and came back and won it. So LeBron and Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving, they better all get on the same page here because they got their butt kicked last night. And hopefully they can get a handle on it. Other things, briefly, Bob Seger, the Silver Bullet Band, will be on tour. Now, this summer, the Runaway Train Tour. Bob is, I guess he just can't get off the road. He quit for a long time and had kids at a late age, and he did not dabble in any of this nonsense as his kids were being parented by him. And he got back out the past couple of years because they're growing up now, and he seems to still like it. So one of the best bands on the road ever back out beginning in August in Toledo, Ohio. Aretha Franklin doing a record with Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Lionel Richie, and that'll be out in January. And she has another side project. She's developing a food line with Krispy Kreme donuts.
Great.
Do your own jokes. Today's donut day. So you go, girl. She got all, you know, skinny and stuff. She had that lap band, they say, because she was fixing to explode. And she got that lap band done, and she was out of the picture for about a year. And it made her sick. She still remains pretty thin, but you do not mess around with this lady. She'll cut your throat and enjoy it. They've already worn this out. People should learn when to stop. Sometime it's enough. Sharknado 5.
Oh, good Lord.
It's called Global Swarming. Among the has-beens and losers, well, they aren't all, but this whole thing was campy and cute maybe twice. Five times? No. Charo, which most of you of a certain age have no friggin' idea who she is. She's a no-talent, loudmouth broad that used to be on Carson occasionally, Hollywood Squares. She was married to Xavier Cugat, who nobody knows who he is. He was a horn player that had a big band. And she, where was she from? Supposedly some foreign land. And she was a big blonde, big fake blonde, big fake knockers hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Didn't she have a TV show?
I don't know. I hope not. But she was on a bunch of game shows. And she was just a kind of a token person to make fun of.
Uh-huh.
And which is too bad. And she's still doing it. She's not dead yet.
Have you seen the, it's not Sharknado, it's Shark Week with Seal, the commercial? Because I'll have to say that's pretty dang funny.
What does he do?
He's up on like a dock singing to all these people like in a concert. It's just a quick commercial. He's, baby, you know, the Rose song. And then all of a sudden, a big shark comes and eats them. And it says, seals are still not safe.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Oh, you know what I didn't do yet?
Play your favorite band.
That's enough. 535-9898 if you want to go see whoever that was, knock yourself out. That's it. That's all I got. Chara will be playing the Queen of England. And Fabio plays the Pope. Tara Reid, that no talent skank, is back. That loser, Al Roker, Kathy Lee and Yoda. And the tagline for the film is "Make America Bait Again." That's not bad. It debuts August 6th on the Sci-Fi Channel. I think that's pretty much.
Did you see your favorite Kelly and Ryan yesterday?
No, I didn't hang. Okay. Why? Did you watch it?
No, I was just wondering if we had an update on.
No, after you see it two or three times and feel just so icky for watching them.
You don't want to watch
them. And you wonder why you watch them. Yesterday, I was up in my office and I watched Kathy Lee and Yoda for a minute just to see if they were still awful. And they are. But it's easier to take than the two whitest Caucasian European Americans ever to touch ground in this world. They have the depth of a thimble. It's awful.
And Katie and Katie, who am I talking about?
Katie Couric. I like her. She's all right. But she effed up her whole life too, so screw her.
Hoda and Kathy Lee. It just doesn't work. But they seem like they genuinely don't. It genuinely doesn't work. Whereas the other one, there's nothing, like you said, genuine about it.
It just screams phony, and it screams disingenuine, and it screams forced pairing. You cannot create chemistry that doesn't exist. You can sit here for 5 years with somebody and like them, but if I can't check your eyes and your eyes and Zeke's eyes for 25 years and not communicate and be on the same level, we got no shot.
You're doomed. Yeah.
You're doomed. And you can force it all you want to. It still will never work. And Ryan and Kelly are both so phony and talentless that maybe that's what'll save them. They are even keeled at that lack of depth of anything. It's just phony showbiz nonsense.
And you're right. Maybe it would, because one person couldn't handle the other one being that way. So if they're both that way,
yes,
they get if along okay.
That vapid and empty-headed, you're on the same page. But I think that Yoda Kotb, Hoda, whatever her freaking name is, I think that she is rolling her eyes out of the back of her head, inside her brain, half the time she's sitting there with numbnuts.
And then goes home and rolls in the money.
Yes. But she's putting, she probably is a smart lady who beat cancer. She's a little bit silly, and they act a little bit. They kind of force the show busy stuff. But you also know that if you're watching that hour of that show, the guests on there did not make the cut to be on the real show with Matt and that dork Al Roker.
That's awful.
Well, it's the truth.
No, but that's awful that they didn't make that cut.
Oh, I know.
Because I'm thinking they didn't make the
CBS cut. So they have to go
cut.
There and sit with that insipid twit, Kathy Lee Gifford. She's just such just one more phony showbiz person that brings nothing to the table. What has she taught us ever in our lives?
You get caught having sweatshops.
That's right.
Good point.
That's about it.
Marry a rich, handsome old football guy. When he dies, you'll be rich.
Do you know the names Kelly Ryan and Craig Titus?
No.
Well, it's funny because I'm wondering how much exposure those people are getting now, because if you Google Kelly Ryan.
Are they radio dorks?
No, they were even worse, bodybuilders.
Hey.
And they killed someone about 12 years ago.
Sweet.
And it was one of just those crazy stories where the woman was found burned in her car. But I only bring that up because
if you Google.
Her name's Kelly Ryan. So I'm sure she's coming back into light because Kelly and Ryan.
No.
God, that's
it just annoying. Came up yesterday when I Googled Kelly and Ryan.
I just wonder how much of an investment ABC or whoever it is that owns the show has in Kelly and in Ryan. Because he's throwing a hissy fit now because he was supposed to go back to host Idol, but they're paying Katy Perry $25 million and only paying him $15 million. So he's having a little bitch fest and may not. How much money do you need, dude? You're 42 years old. You've been gay forever. You're in the closet. Kick that door open, girlfriend, and come on out and spend that money. And do your crappy TV show with that little white tramp.
How do you get there? I mean, how does someone...
By
It's got to be...
He says gesturing.
I just... I don't know.
There are a lot of smart people...
By being not threatening to anybody. By being non-offensive. By being willing to kiss everybody's ass on the red carpet. To not ask anybody anything honest. Not to ever be honest yourself. To be as clean and white and simple as you possibly can be. Not be offensive. Not make anybody mad. Not be a wise guy.
Saying yes, sir, a lot.
Just being an ass-kissing, generic white boy. He could be a cardboard cutout with lips that move.
And I never hear anyone say, I didn't mind the guy before now that he's on this TV show.
I don't mind him. There's nothing there. He's a ghost.
And you never hear anyone say, oh, I love Ryan Seacrest. And I'm.
Did you hear what Ryan said today?
Yes, he's on in this market too. You could.
He is?
Yes, exactly. Where? You would never know. I think it's on that Now station. But you don't even know that station.
He's no Steve Harvey.
But that's what Howard Stern, Drake in the Morning, Steve Harvey, even somebody local, Mindy and Mork or whoever. Or Dwayne and Abby. You hear those names.
The Nug.
Yeah. The Nug.
I mean, you know personal things about those names, too.
And my point being is, some are local, some are national. You never hear...
Have you ever heard...
Ryan in the Morning.
Him, he is on a... Well, he's on Kiss in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that ran Rick Dees out of a job, which is also why I don't like him. Because Dees, at one point, was one of the best jocks ever on the radio, here and in L.A. And... Seacrest radio show, if you ever hear it, it is one more of, he has every little star's phone number. So he'll call a Kardashian slut and get her on and not ask her anything embarrassing. They'll just giggle and talk about how awesome the other one is for about a half hour.
Right.
It sucks.
Boring.
And that's, he may be a really nice guy to have a beer with. If he would ever shed his skin and just be normal and be a dude and do some shots and maybe give you a hand job in the backyard, you know.
It's you watched Ray Donovan when it started, right? And then quit watching it.
I tried. I'm not a big fan of Liv Schreiber.
Oh, he's my screensaver. I love
really?
Him. Oh, I don't know why. But the first episode was the only good one. And he's a cleaner.
I like John Voight, but I just couldn't hang.
But he's a cleaner, and that's all I can think of now is with...
Is he a cleaner or a... Yeah, you're right.
And they never go back to that, because that was the most interesting part, was his actual job cleaning up after these famous people and getting them out of trouble.
Right.
Well, it just leaves that whole story.
Oh, now, there are two meanings of the word cleaner. One's a hitman, and a cleaner is one that comes in after and cleans up their image. He's their PR fixer.
Correct. Yeah, so all I can see is how many does Ryan have? Like, he wakes up and there's a dude in his bed, dead on coke, calls him up. He's like, man, you got to help me. Runs out the back door and somebody else leaves with that guy.
He's one of those guys that's never done anything bad that's been talked about. But there are people out there, like you just said, that protect him, like Tom Cruise and Travolta and all these people that are keeping their boy, from waking up. Well, no, I'll just.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
What?
Tim Tebow and Ryan Seacrest. They're
in a hot, mad, sexy love affair.
And they can keep those two clean.
There are people that, I won't even go into this, that we hear things about that we know are true that would be probably not good to go into, But Tebow and Ryan, are, if they ever catch Tebow with a bunch of, you know, blow and some 10-year-old girls,
he'll be with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, no, though, because they're girls. That won't work out. Oh, enough of this. Jarman's coming up. Did somebody win these tickets for that band?
Yes, poor Jackie, who lives in Fraser and still has no power.
I'm sorry, huh?
But she's staying. She was listening at Rhodes because she's working, and she's staying.
Well, thank you, dear.
Staying with friends in East Memphis. So, congrats, Jackie. You're going to GNR. She's very excited.
Good for you. Tomorrow, this legendary gentleman, and he was a gentleman and a very nice man, is being laid to rest in Macon, Georgia. And for the longest time, the Allmans and Greg Allman at their shows would end their show with this old Southern classic. Or is it a classic from the gospel days or all of those things combined? So we will leave you today with this one for Greg Allman. Rest in peace.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.